Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
No, I appreciate you having me on again. I always enjoy getting some information out to the public as they listen to your radio station quite frequently.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, yeah, like you said, we've talked about fishing and getting licenses for that and boating regulations and everything to do with the water, as obviously, you know, temperatures continue to rise and we're starting to feel it here in the state of Iowa. But let's talk about now kind of what's going on with ATVs and UTVs. I know you said there's kind of some regulations you wanted to go over with just being off-road and stuff like that for people to be aware of. So why don't you kind of share the update with where we're at with that?
Sure. So, I mean, this is the time of year, you know, kids are getting out of school, weather's nice, the days are longer, and in the last year or so, we're seeing a lot more ATV, UTV use on our roadways as that law had changed to allow that to happen. So just some things that people need to keep in be reminded of. Some of them come with seat belts, some don't. The ATVs don't typically have seat belts. You need to pay attention to your passenger capacity. Most of them are one person. What we're seeing is double riding, triple riding some going down those gravel roads. They don't have those seat belts. UTVs, they generally will have a seat belt in there, so make sure that you're wearing those and wearing your helmets. But, you know, the law states you can't exceed 35 mile an hour. Those tires and stuff aren't rated for highway use on those vehicles. So 35 mile an hour, the driver must be 18 years or older with a valid driver's license. And we don't want you driving impaired or with any alcohol containers going down those roads, same as what you would do in your motor vehicle. Your headlights, they must be on at all times. Something new that's came about is the slow moving vehicle sign. That is required by law, by code. We normally were seeing that on the ag exempt ATVs and UTVs, but with this new change allowing everyone to potentially be on our roadways with these vehicles, it is required that you have a reflective sign with an orange triangle and a dark red border, and it must be displayed on the rear of the vehicle. So that's for ag and for personal use per Iowa code. So you also have to have your proof of insurance. It needs to be registered with the Iowa DNR and sticker displayed on the rear of the vehicle. If you're coming from out of state, you have to have your Iowa DNR non-resident user permit sticker. And functioning required equipment is included, but not limited to your horn, your mirror, your headlights, taillights, and brake lights. Along with that, again, slow-moving vehicle sign. Questions come up quite a bit as when and where can you ride? Operations allowed day or night. Roadway use allowed except interstates and four-lane roads. You can use the two-lane or county highways only on the most wrecked and accessible route to, like an ATV, UTV, or ORV park or trail, or the nearest county road, or an authorized city street, or your residence. You can cross multi-lane highways allowed only at the intersections from authorized roads. So make sure you're paying attention to that. We're starting to see some of them down those main highways, the paved highways and stuff. You can only use those to go directly to the next county road if it's not a through road that you were originally on. So those are just some codes and things and questions that we're getting right now. Again, just be cautious, 35 mile an hour, and don't drive impaired.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, yeah, thanks for sharing stuff with that and sticking with that for a minute. Obviously, I know you said have to have a valid driver's license. Can you talk about maybe like the penalties if someone is caught that doesn't have a valid license and what that looks like?
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I can't give you a price on that. I mean, sure. It's going to be a simple misdemeanor, a traffic violation. Unless you're barred or revoked, there could be possible arrests come with that. It is a motor vehicle. You are on the traveled portion of the roadway. So it's the same as if you were driving in your pickup or your car or anything going down the road. You still got to obey the laws that you would in that motor vehicle. So if you don't have a driver's license, you're going to get a ticket. You don't have insurance, you're probably going to get a ticket. There's just a lot that comes with it that people maybe aren't necessarily thinking about when they just hop on that ATV that's sitting next to the garage and take off down the gravel road. So it's cautious again. Same as like in a boat, it is on the road with an ATV. If you don't have a seatbelt, injuries are on the rise. Mm-hmm. So just be cautious. And those gravel roads are very dusty this time of year. If we aren't getting rain, I mean, it's tough to see over those tops of those hills and stuff. And people aren't necessarily always looking for an ATV or don't have it on their mind that they're looking for an ATV on the roadway.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing everything with that. Again, we're speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, I know you talked about deer season and stuff like that. But now with that, obviously, this time of year, I know you've told me deers are having lots of babies. And so if someone hunting comes across a baby deer, how should they go about it?
Sure. Yeah, this springtime and then right coming into summertime is very busy for all animals across Iowa having babies. And we get a lot of phone calls this time of year of an individual saying, hey, I found a baby fawn. The mom wasn't around and I picked it up and took it home. That's the majority of my calls. Or I found some baby rabbits or some baby raccoons or, you know, a baby fox or something and mom wasn't around. Those are the phone calls that we're getting this time of year. And what should I do with it? Well, 90% of the time when those calls come in, they already have it in their possession, which is illegal. You never should pick up a wild animal and take it home. The chances of survival go down dramatically once you handle that animal and take it home. Mother Nature knows best. Yes, Mother Nature can be cruel. I tell people that all the time. When we're in the urban areas in the city, we see a little bit more of that versus what's happening out in the rural counties of what Mother Nature is doing. And it's part of nature. Things end up passing away or something, or they get injured, and then she knows best and knows how to take care of it. So if you come across one, the best thing to do is to just leave it alone, give it its space. I would say 95% plus time, the mother is nearby. I mean, when we're talking about a baby fawn, the mother is not sleeping with it. It's not hanging out around it. She's going to go have that baby fawn away from her normal area that she is usually in, to get it away from predators. That baby fawn's going to look like it's injured if you come upon it in the first week, because it's going to lay there. It thinks you can't see it. And that's what those spots, they blend into the habitat around there. Mom comes back in the mornings and the evenings and a couple times throughout the day to check on it and feed it until it's old enough to start following mom around. So we do have licensed rehabbers in the state of Iowa that can take injured animals if that is needed at the time, but the best bet is to call a conservation officer in your area and ask them the questions about what you should do. Don't pick it up and take it home and then call us.
Awesome. Well, thank you for going over that. And yeah, for people to remember and to keep in mind, again, we've been speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, really appreciate you going over things to remember with ATVs and UTVs and also deer fawning. And like I said, important tips to remember. So thank you as always for always taking some time to talk with us here on Raccoon Valley Radio. Really appreciate you getting the word out and we'll catch up again with you pretty soon.
All right. I appreciate you having me on.
Be safe
out there.
Yeah. Thank you. You as well. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.